Hello, my precious friend. This is Pastor Verna Brown, and I am so excited that you have chosen to join us by podcast today. I pray that this message is inspiring, it's encouraging, and that it propels you further into the destiny that God has for you. Sit back and enjoy. I want to just obey the Holy Spirit this morning. I always will. I got up and I was praying, and he was like redirecting my message a little bit. We'll get through the outline, but I need to listen to him and obey him because he's God and I'm not. Amen. Holy Spirit, help do what you want to do right now. How many of you read the Facebook devotional that I put out on Mondays? Okay, so most of you do, but there are people that will watch this in the archives. There are people that will be watching today that may not read them. And these two words tie together today. Last week, again, today, Spirit of God, very strong in here today, and I feel his presence so strongly. But last week, the Spirit of God began to really put his finger on something, and he was moving very powerfully in this area of dispelling the lies. And I just want to look out at you and say, how many of you have felt an all-out assault against your mind in the area of lies? Okay, we had one stand up. Okay, all right. Well, you know what? We're going to fight together, and I gave you some tools last week. The Spirit of God gave me the message for this week, and it's called the Spirit of Truth. But first, we're going to look at the Spirit of Lies, because that is the antithesis of the truth. And I wrote this devotional straight off, hot off the press, to combat the warfare that was coming at all of you. I ran into several people that were telling me that the enemy was lying to them and then lying through others about them. One person so much that they were, going to be demoted on a false accusation that never occurred. I talked to a good friend who doesn't live in the area, and blatant lies are coming against their business and them as a person. So there's this evil assault right now coming from the enemy's camp, the devil himself, who is the father of lies. And so I begin to pray over the word, and last week repeatedly the Lord said, dispel the enemy's lies. Dispel them, which is a instruction. It doesn't say he will. It says you dispel them. And the only way you can dispel something is to know the truth and to release the weapon that dispels. Amen? So he said, dispel the enemy's lies and resist him with the truth of my word. And he must flee from you. My word is truth and will prevail in every circumstance. He's the father of lies. That's John 8:44 if you're writing notes. And Jesus is talking to people. And Jesus is love, you know, but he still heard what was coming out of their mouth. And he said, you're of the devil, and you are of your father, who is the father of lies. They were saying they were Abraham's children. He said, Abraham, if Abraham were your father, you would know who I am. And he said, you're going to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's the only way you'll be free. Because he told them they were in bondage. And they're like, we haven't been in bondage to nobody. We're free people. We're this, we're that. And you know, some of the most bound people think they're just free. I think you're a lunatic. I'm not bound. Absolute denial. And the Lord begins to tell them, you're as bound can get. You're bound by religious traditions. You're bound by the lies that you've believed. You're just bound. And you know what's coming out of your mouth is your father's words. You're of your father, the devil. He fathered everything that's coming out of your mouth. And he's the father of lies. I want to ask you today, who's your daddy? Who is your daddy? If you are a blood-bought Holy Ghost filled, born again, believer in Jesus Christ and his blood, your daddy is the spirit of truth. It doesn't mean that the devil isn't going to lie to you and through others about you, but the only way that you are going to stay free and be able to handle the onslaught that is coming against your mind is to know who you are, to know whose you are, and to know your daddy's words. Amen? And to stand in that. And you know what happens is when the lies come, it's a test. We don't like it. We don't like being lied about. We don't like false accusations. But it is a T-E-S-T. And that is the first word in testimony. Okay? I got the face on today. They were like, Pastor Verna's eyes are like crazy today. She got the eyes out. When the eyes come out, get behind me, get your swords out, because we're going to war. All right? When the test comes, you need to pass the test. When the lies come at you, it is a test, and here are your multiple choice questions. You are who God says you are, or you are who the devil says you are. A, you are who God says you are. B, you are who the devil says you are. Fill in your little box. I am who God says I am. Amen? That's the right answer. And what God says is the truth. And he says you're loved. He says you're accepted. He says you are a brand new creation in Christ, stainless, spotless, holy, righteous, sealed by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, until the day of redemption. Your old man and everything you did back there got buried with Christ. It died the day that God came into your life. He killed that person. I tell people all the time, God didn't come to make you feel good. He came to kill you. And you ain't gonna feel good until you're dead. You are already dead in your trespasses and sins. You just let him crucify me. Come on. He said, if you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you let him kill you and lose it for his sake, he'll make you brand new. Yeah. Amen? And there's always somebody that's going to try to pull you back to who you were back there and remind you of who you were. And you need to tell him, I buried that person. Stop trying to drag that stinky corpse up out of the grave. That person was buried in baptism and raised to newness of life. I don't even know what you're talking about. In fact, go talk to God about that. Because if you ask him, he'll say, I don't even know who you're talking about. I don't even remember that person. I don't remember their sins. I don't remember what they did. That stuff is so far under my blood, it's been removed as far as the east is from the west. Who's your daddy? I should have named this message, who's your daddy? And when the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of your future, him of his future. You can remind him of your future too, right? We need to be able to stand in the truth in this hour. We need to embrace the truth. And one of the quickest ways to find the truth in any given situation, even if you don't have a scripture or a Bible open, and let me toggle over to the other message, is to dispel means to alleviate, to drive off, okay, to ease. And I get that devil off me fast. I'm just like, he really can't get on me, but he's like, you know, his lips are moving. And I'm just like, I bind you. Shut the hell up. Get the hell out. We don't do hell. He flees. When you stand and you know who you are, he's like, I can't mess with them. They know who they are. I tried. And I believe God wants us to pass the test in this hour. I know he does. There are lies that are just coming at you, and there's an all-out assault, and it's a truth war. And here's what Paul said. He said, take up the sword of the what? Somebody say it. Of the what? Of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. I feel sorry for churches that don't honor the Spirit. I got a good, y'all look like bobbleheads at the flea market right now. Yeah. We need, yeah, somebody got it. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Who's your daddy? You know what neighborhood I'm from right now, right? Okay. I'm taking you somewhere. My daddy is Yahweh. Throw out some crazy names, right? Sit there and rattle off all 52. One for every week. Like, forget it. She knows who her daddy is. Come back, Verna. The Spirit, the sword of the Spirit. So you got a weapon called the Word of God that is of the Spirit. So we need a relationship with the Spirit. Come on, somebody say it. The Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, right? And he is the Spirit. I'm going to nail this down. He is the Spirit. Say with me. I want feedback. He's the Spirit of? Truth. Say it again. He's the Spirit of? Truth. And so one of the things we teach in inner healing is we ask the person to ask Holy Spirit, what is the truth you want me to know? I wrote a message similar to this called God Wants You to Be in the Know. When you walk with the Holy Spirit, he will let you know things. And when he tells you things that he needs you to know, it will always be the truth. It will be the truth. So A, the biggest mistake we can make is to be afraid to follow the inward witness of the Holy Spirit, which is the number one way God leads all his children. Through a surrendered relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you need to surrender to it. I get up every morning and I say, Holy Spirit, fill me to the top and overflowing. I put my flesh down. Anything in my soul today that is warring against your will and your way, I pray this a lot. Like, I can't be led. How many of you have ever tried to lead a child that don't want to be led? I saw somebody trying to lead a dog yesterday that didn't want to be led. The dog was actually dragging them. But in order to be led, we need to be surrendered. Okay? And Jesus promised to lead us, keep us in the know, and tell us the truth amid the barrage of the enemy's lies and accusations. So in the middle of all of that going on, Jesus promised that we would know his voice, that we would be able to identify his voice, and another we would not follow. All right? Romans 8:14, and I'm going to build this case. The children of God are led by the Spirit of God. The easy to read version says it like this. The true children of God are those who let. I like that word, let. One word can change a whole sentence. Who let God's Spirit lead them. A person who lets is permitting. They are allowing. I've tried to do things with people and help them and mentor them and lead them. They won't let me. They just won't let me. You can't help somebody that won't let you. We have to let God. That's why I love the song this morning. You know, I will make room for you to do what you want to do. And so knowing, let's go on. Knowing that the Lord of heaven, who is all wise, all wise. I say that to him all the time. You're all wise. Is living on the inside and speaking to us about every little detail of our lives. It's very exciting. The key is learning to listen to his still small voice. The more acquainted we become with the Holy Spirit, the more we'll discern his promptings and the fewer errors we'll make. Now, this might not be the case for everybody, but what I've discovered in my life is that the enemy is loud. He's overbearing. He's very, very loud. But the Holy Spirit is quiet. He doesn't yell. It's just a soft thing down in here. And if you will begin to pay attention, you're going to know what to say. You're going to know what to do. You're going to know the truth about you, about others, about situations, in every circumstance. I don't know it all. I'm not a know-it-all, but he is. He's a know-it-all. He's all wise. And I've gotten to the point now where my children say, my mom is the spookiest person. You can get to the point where it is spooky. I don't mean that you're afraid, but like people just, they don't want to be around you because when they get around you, they know that you know. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Like they know, the demons now in them know that you know. Because they know who your daddy is, right? And they're going to test you. Maybe they don't know who their daddy is. Let's throw out a little bit from our daddy and see. I'm telling you, when you walk with the Holy Spirit, he will tell you everything you need to know. I love this from Paul. So you always approach your prayer and Bible study time expecting to hear God's direction. Wait for something deep down on the inside of you. Because God wants you to be in the know, and that's C. And here's C1, 1 Corinthians 2. I'm going to establish this through verses 10 through 13. It says, but God has shown us these things through the Holy Spirit. Paul is being challenged by people around him who are like, well, how do you know? How many of you have ever had that? Well, how do you know that? Well, how do you know? Well, and Paul's addressing this. He's saying, but God has shown us these things through the Holy Spirit. Here we see the working, the partnership with the Holy Spirit. And he goes on, he says, the Spirit, and I made these all blue in my notes. I don't know if we underlined everything, but you guys did a good job with this. But I want you to pay attention to how many no's are in this passage. Okay? And if you got your Bible open or you can highlight with your Bible app, highlight all the no's. The Spirit knows all things. Drop the mic. The Spirit even knows the deep secrets of God. This is why we need the Holy Spirit when we read the Word of God. Because the Word of God, without the author who inspired it, can leave you confused, dazed, and going, Right? We need the Spirit of God when we read His Word. Because if we don't have the Spirit, the Bible says the letter, what? Kills. That sword will kill you. But if we have the Spirit, it does the opposite. It gives life. Let's go on. It's like this. No one knows the thoughts that another person has. Only the person's spirit that lives inside knows those thoughts. It is the same with God. No one knows God's thoughts except God's spirit. Now stop. Drop the mic. You want to know what God is thinking? You want to know what God is up to? You want to know what's in the heart of God? You want to know how God feels about you? You want to know how God feels about the next move you're about to make? You want to know how God feels about that person you're about to line your life with? You want to know what your next business move is? You want to know what God thinks about everything? Ask the Holy Spirit. Because he knows everything. We receive the Spirit that is from God. Ooh, I like that. That terrifies the devil. Not the spirit of the world. Hallelujah. We received God's spirit. I'm going to say it like this. We received the spirit of truth so that we can know. It terrifies the enemy. Because he wants to keep you in the dark, blinded by the lies. But I just came to tell you something today. You can know. You can know who your daddy is. You can know your position in Christ. You can know what is available to you. You can know the deep secrets of God. You can know. When you don't know what to do, go to the one that does. We can know all that God has given us. Did I stop? Did I go on more there? No? Is that the end of it? We can know. There's one more, right? When we say this, we don't use words taught to us by human wisdom. Ooh. We use words taught to us by the Spirit. This drives the devil crazy because he wants to point at your education or lack of. He wants to point out your past and your mistakes and say, you know, you're forever stupid because you did stupid stuff without the Spirit of God. I can tell you this, when the Holy Spirit begins to teach you, you will stand among the learned and confound those who are wise in their own eyes. You will shut the mouth of lions. You are a terror to the enemy's camp. Because when you open your mouth, the one who defeated him at the cross, who nailed every ordinance that was against you to the cross and shed his blood for you and made you a child of the living God and washed you white as snow and wrote your name in the Lamb's book of life and gave you a pedigree, a degree, a master's degree, the master's degree, lives now on the inside of you. You are smarter than you look. The devil knows who's on the inside of you, and he is going to do everything he can to shut you up. No one can make you feel small unless you let them. No one can make you feel stupid unless you let them. We don't get all cocky and prideful. I know things. I know it all because I know him. You don't know nothing without him. Stay low. But don't give away your power. You have authority. You are anointed. You have been given a mouth. You have been given the word. You are so powerful because of him. The spirit of truth lives on the inside of you. Paul's going, we use these spirit's words. We use the spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. Amen. So he's basically shutting down these people that are like, who are you to say that to me, right? The next thing you need to know is that not only is the Holy Spirit your teacher, he's your friend. He's the Spirit of truth given to lead and guide you into all truth. He loves you. And he will never say anything to hurt you, ever. He knows all things, and because you love him, he'll bring things out into the open before you. John said this, or wrote this about Jesus' words. I will ask the Father, your daddy, and he will give you another comforter. And I love this. My dad drilled this into me as a child. He drilled it into me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. Christ rose bodily and is up in heaven, but he sent his very own Spirit. Yeah. And there's going to be times, Vernie, when you're going to feel so alone. You, especially if you start walking with God, because the people that you partied with and did all these other things, they're going to start falling by the way because they can't hang with you anymore. You're ride or die, right? All those friends are going to fall away. You have to understand, you have a standby. Pastor Simone wrote a song called Forever Companion. One of the most, I love all the songs on Journey of Pursuit. But that song has really been ministering to me lately. Because he is your forever companion. And Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, the Spirit of truth. He will never lie to you. He says you're going to have a counselor. Now, I believe in going to counselors that have godly wisdom and all of that. But I've heard some people that are supposed counselors saying stuff that's just wacko. Right? We have the counselor. Some of these counselors cost $100 an hour to go to, and, you know, they set a timer and kick you out. As soon as, you know, the timer goes off, then they're done with their wisdom. You got to pay for it. What Jesus paid for is all the wisdom of God to be delivered to you once and for all for the rest of your life. I mean, you have a counselor. Amen? You have a helper. You have an intercessor. And what happens if you can't text Mom and Didi in the prayer team? You talk to him, Holy Spirit. The Bible says he's praying for you. And there's times that I've been praying and I'm like saying a sentence over here and a sentence over here. It's so fragmented and my brain's like, and have you ever prayed and you go, I don't even know how I can understand me today. Like, I don't even understand me, right? And your heart's groaning and aching. And the Bible says he takes the groans and he takes the aches and he takes the pain, everything that you cannot express, and he prays it out before the Father for you. It's like, you know, with children, as a parent, they're making all kinds of gas faces and sounds all these things. But you as a parent kind of know what's going on with them, even though they can't verbalize what's going on with them, right? This is how it is for the Holy Spirit. He's like, well, I know how to work this out. I know what's going on with them, right? So he prays for you, and he's an advocate. He's an attorney. He's a strengthener and a standby. That's a lot. He's all that. And Jesus says that he may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth. There it is. Out of the words of Jesus, he is the Spirit of truth. Jesus came saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But he's telling them, I'm going away. The Father's going to send the Spirit of truth, which is actually my Spirit, to you, and he's going to be with you forever. When the world cannot receive, whom the world cannot receive, welcome take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But you know. This word know is the same word as intercourse. It means you are intimate with him. You are in him and he is in you and you are one. You know him through an intimate relationship with him. Religion can't give you this. And there's so many dead, dry churches that get spooked. I mean, that's weird. Those people say they hear God and they, you know, it's like, well, you come to me when you can't hear him. So, and ask me to pray and give you a word. Come back, Verna. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. I don't have to see God in the flesh to know God in the Spirit. God, the Spirit, lives on the inside of me. He's the Spirit of truth, and he's constantly speaking truth to me. And the enemy tries to lie. He lies, 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 and I go, talk to him. And sometimes the Lord says, no, you talk to him and tell him what I said. Yeah? And the more you, it kind of gets fun after a while. I'm like, oh, ha, that's not what God said. God said this. I don't have big conversations with the devil, but sometimes I just shut him down. Like, I bind you, shut your lips, and by the way, da 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 da. That's what God said, right? 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, and the Message says it like this. I'm almost done. That's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this, never so much as imagined anything quite like it. But God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because, here it is, God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. So in each instance where Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as a Spirit of truth, the word truth is a translation of the Greek word alethes, or alethes, which describes something that can be depended upon or something that is trustworthy, reliable, and true. Don't you love it? It's trustworthy. You can rely on it. You can build your life on it. In the Old Testament Septuagint, this term often denotes something that is faithful, sure, stable, firm, as opposed to something that is unreliable and uncertain. Build your life on the truth. Build it on the truth. Because when the lies come, and these are storms, they are demonically induced storms that come to just knock you over, blow you over. You know, God's not going to provide for you. How are you going to do that? And I'm like, I'm just going to partner with God. I'm not doing this. I mean, he's going to do it to and through me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to know every detail. As long as I know the who, I don't have to know the why or the how. All I need to know is the who, and I know that who he is in my life is provider. I know that who he is in my life is healer. I know that who he is in my life is husband. I know that who he is in my life is lover of my soul. I know that who he is in my life is my defender. He is my advocate. He's my friend. He's my standby. He's my counselor. He's my ride or die. Hallelujah. You know, it's the leather pants. When I wear them, kind of feel like a bad gluteus maximus. And all the anatomy students laugh because they know. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. D6, in addition, this word, alethes, is used in the Gospels to depict the uncovering of truth as opposed to the deliberate hiding of truth. Taken together, these meanings emphatically show that Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would always be trustworthy, reliable, and true. The disciples could rest assured that the Holy Spirit would never deliberately conceal information from them that was vital for them to know. And when Jesus used the word truth to describe the Holy Spirit, it was equivalent of saying you don't need to worry that he will lead you astray or that he will lead you wrongly. You can depend upon him and you can trust him. Jesus wanted the disciples to relax and understand that they could depend on the Holy Spirit to lead them correctly. And the bottom line is this: if we're going to experience real, supernatural Christian living, we must come to a place of surrender to the Holy Spirit. He's always trying to coach and direct us, even when we're not listening. He's always as close as our next breath, dwelling in our spirits, speaking, directing, encouraging, and trying to help us make the correct decisions in life. And whether or not we listen to him, he's still there on the inside of us, because that's the job assignment that he received from the Father. He's been given an assignment, and he's going to stay true to his assignment. And that gives me comfort, because when people are acting all kinds of stupid and believing all kinds of things, I know that when I sick the Holy Spirit on them, like, he takes that assignment serious. And he's going to work. Because I ask him to. Hallelujah. And what I ask in agreement with the Father's will, it will be done. And when we get in agreement and we ask the Holy Spirit to begin to dog somebody like a hunting dog going after them, guess what? He's on their heels. He's working. He's going to bring other people into their lives. Come on. I say, sick the Holy Ghost on them. He's our divine coach, our divine helper. And I'm going to finish. E2, jump down there, team. The Holy Spirit's your helper, and he will not only show you things, but he will teach you everything and help you remember what you heard. And I'm going to finish with this scripture tonight, or this morning. John 14:26 says, but the helper will teach. He will teach you everything. I love it. He will teach you everything. And I like this. People say, I can't retain. I read and it's just like in. That's not what the word says. When the Holy Spirit's teaching you, it says he will cause you to remember. This is Jesus speaking. He will cause you to remember all that I told you. He's speaking about the Holy Spirit. He says the helper is the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name. Many times what we think is a trivial thought that we keep brushing off is actually God trying to get us to stop and listen. If you keep having a repeated thought, how many of you have repeated thoughts? It just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. If you're having a repeated thought, don't brush it off. Stop and ask the Holy Spirit, what are you trying to show me, Lord? I'm listening. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to show me? Remember, God always has something to say, and if you listen, it will save you a lot of time and heartache. And as I end today, I just want to share, like I was sharing this with Rod last night, but some of you have heard how we met, and I've shared it with a lot of you, but this is an example of listening to the Holy Spirit. I was at the Redwood for Tim and Kim's daughter's, Jenna's graduation. Party. And I saw this man. I was introduced to a lot of people. I didn't know Rod. I'd heard his name, but I never knew him. I wouldn't have put his name with his face. I didn't know him. I had never met him. And just a striking man. I was very drawn to him. He was sitting with some friends, actually a girl that I used to work for her father's dealership. So I saw that he knew a lot of mutual people. And I was interested, like, who is that? I don't know who that is. And I know a lot of people. So anyways, I wasn't feeling the greatest that night, and I was there to speak a word over Jenna and pray over the graduates and all of that. And JB was working that night. And so I felt like I needed to just get up and excuse myself and leave and go home and get some rest. And so I went to leave. And as I'm walking out, JB stops me in the parking lot. Well, we had an encounter and we began to talk. And JB was sharing with me just all the things that the Lord has done in he and Jan's life since they came to Soul Harvest. And it was just beautiful. And we talked for a few moments and he gave me a hug and I was about to head out to my car. And those of you who know at the Redwood, it's like you have to park out in the 1040. I was dreading that walk in my high heels, but I was like, oh man, I'm going out. Because I got the last parking spot down by the canal, you know that one? And there was no cart to take you out there, right? And I'm like, the things I do for love, man, I'm just like, oh God. And I go to walk out to my car, and he is sitting on the steps right there at the back of the restaurant, Rod is. He's sitting there. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, go say hello to him and just see who he is. I mean, he was at the party, just say hi, like, you know, I'm Verna and I saw you there, and you know, just make some conversation with him. Not like, you're hot, I'm just kidding. Who are you? I just like that. I thought he was really cute, very striking man, you know. And I'm just like, wow, I don't even know if I still have any game after 4 years of being a widow, but I'm going to walk over and say hi to this guy. But it was really the Lord. It was the Lord directing me, you know. It was him. He said, go say hi to him. And I'm thinking, I'm walking and I'm kind of turning to go out to the parking lot. And I was like, go say hi. Don't walk past him. Go say hi. And I'm like, walked over and said hello. I introduced myself. And he did look familiar, but I knew I had never met him before. And I did say that. I said, you look familiar. And I'm Verna. And he said, I'm Rod. And I said, what is your last name? And he said, Rod DeHart. And I went, oh my gosh. Like, you're John Betsy's friend. I've heard of you. And we started the conversation. And that began everything. And I told him, I don't know what would have happened if I had not listened to the Holy Spirit and just walked to my car and went home. I don't know if I would have ever had that conversation, that initial meeting with him. And, you know, he shared a story, too, about, you know, a season in his life where he asked the Lord what the Lord wanted him to do, and the Lord told him to start a trade school. And today he's running a trade school that's giving people a trade and building their lives and strengthening the community. And it's awesome. But he also said the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him really strongly, because I had seen him at John and Betsy's for a dinner that they had held for the High Street Band, who played for our 4th of July party. Remember that? 2 years ago. So he was there, and he and I started talking again, but we just talked that night. It wasn't like, you know, I was definitely attracted to him, and I felt like he was attracted to me, but it was like, you know, I didn't know if anything would come of it. And the Holy Spirit told him to get dressed and to come to church. And I thought John invited him, but John didn't invite him that day. He followed the Holy Spirit's leading and came to church. I was like, you got props. You walked up in here like. Again, we need to listen to the Lord, because sometimes we miss the cues, right? And I don't know if he would have got as much cred with me if he hadn't come to church. Right? Come on, you guys. He got a lot of credit up in this house, and he walked in here into church. And so I just want to share that with you. Those are some simple examples, but there have been so many other times in my life I missed what the Lord wanted me to do. He'll sometimes circle back around, but he's speaking all the time. And there are so many divine connections, divine alignment, divine decisions that are going to come from him in this season. He's never going to lead you astray. He's the Spirit of truth, given to lead you and guide you into all truth. He's your teacher. And I believe in this season, you're going to rise up as warriors, dispel the enemy's lies, and you're going to lead a lot of other people into the truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, stand up to your feet. I know we're a small crowd, but I never want to end a service without giving people an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. What happens when you invite Jesus into your life is he saves your soul. He writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He puts the Spirit of truth on the inside of you. Everything you learn today, you get. Isn't that wonderful? All you need to do is say yes to the Lord. Come on, help me. Say, yes, Lord, I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior. Thank you that everything I need to know, I will know, because you live on the inside of me. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. It is because of you that this ministry is made possible. We also want to give a special thanks to those who give so generously to this ministry. If you are interested in partnering with us, click the link below in the description to give now, or visit our website at soulharvestwc.org. Make sure to follow us by tapping the plus sign in the top right corner of your screen. If today's message spoke to you, please share this episode with your friends and family by clicking the share button. And don't forget to tag us on your social media at Soul Harvest WC. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.